the KSL Nudge Real Estate Show with Ryan Pullman, Sean Walker, and Heather Osmond. If you like talking about homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sean Walker, and welcome back to this segment. And I've got a special guest. He's been on with us before, but on a different radio station. I won't name that station, but it's not as good as KSL. How's that? Brian Kirkham, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me in.
Brian, how long have we been doing business? It's been, gosh.
13 years.
13. Yeah, that's right. Good memory.
Yeah.
I guess you remember details in your industry, right?
Well, we have to.
Brian is with Utah Property Inspectors, upiutah.com. And I would say he's one of the most important people in the food chain as far as real estate goes. Whether you're buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, you have to have this type of service, period. If you're not inspecting the home, you don't buy it. Is that safe to say, Brian?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and basically what we're here for is once people go and look at a house and put in an offer, our job is just to make sure that the buyer and the buyer's agent know the exact condition of the property.
And I'm going to give an extreme example just to give everybody an idea of how valuable this is. Gosh, it was probably three years ago, I want to say, we purchased a warehouse. Two buildings with the flat roofs. You've seen those before, right?
Yes.
How do those fare in Utah sometimes?
Well, flat roofs are a problem, whether it be a commercial building, schools. We find problems with flat roof systems in Utah just due to the weather.
Right. And so, again, we felt like we had a good value on this property. We paid Brian a fee that was more than just doing a home inspection, obviously, to do these two buildings, and it turned out there was roughly about $200,000 worth of repairs needed. But let's talk about individual homes and how important this is. If somebody's going to be selling their house in the near future, why would they spend a few hundred bucks with you, whatever your fee is?
Well, it just alleviates that last minute problem. You know, we go in, we do a lot of pre-listing inspections to where even the seller, you know, unless you're kind of in the industry and you kind of know what to look for, people live in homes and they don't even have an idea what's really the condition of the property. You know, when you get into mechanical and electrical and things that may have been missed or they didn't get an inspection when they purchased the home. So what we do is we go in, we identify the condition and what's going on with it to where they can actually pretty much disclose to the new buyers coming in that this is kind of the condition of the property.
Now, talk about your software. It's so cool.
Yeah, the software, we've really done a lot of adjustments, and we've really streamlined our inspections to where when a client opens it up, there is a...
On the email, right?
On the email. So when we do the inspection, it comes over. The client's downloaded off the cloud. Once they open it up, there is a hyperlink that says create a repair list. So when the clients open it up, we take pictures as well as videos of some of the concerns that we have. And as they go through it, and it's almost like shopping on Amazon. If that's a problem or
you, I love it.
Or they want to do it, they just click add to list, and at the end of reviewing, it creates a repair list with pictures and videos enhanced.
Now, if you're a real estate agent listening to this, you need Brian on your team. This software is so slick. It saves you so much time in writing up those addendums. If you're a homeowner thinking to sell, look, if I'm an investor or I'm a buyer coming in and you've got a bunch of issues with that property, some of which may be minor, I'm going to beat you up on price all day long. And that's why you need Brian, so you don't get that.
Well, and the agent doesn't have to try to highlight things, send the full report over and try to highlight. And, you know, it just alleviates a lot of problem, you know.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, look, you've dealt with all kinds of crazy scenarios. You've been doing this how long?
This will be 14 and a half years now.
Yeah. Yes. How many miles a year do you put on your rigs?
I put 5,000 miles a month on my trucks, and we've done over 10,000 inspections. So,
now,
yeah.
Now, look, you got a new pimped out ride, right?
Yes. It's a van, and my friends, all my buddies out there give me a hard time about driving.
Yeah. Rolling. And you got a nice wrap with the Utah Property Inspector logo. I mean, this is not just a regular van, right?
Yeah, it's the Ford Cargo Connect van, but we dolled it up with all our logos and we branded it.
You got all your gear and all the high-end technical stuff that you guys use. I mean, it's super cool. Now, Brian, talk to the homeowner out there. I mean, a lot of this can be incredibly emotional, especially when you're coming in, telling there's something wrong with their house they raised their kids in.
Right. You know, and like I'm saying, I think it just falls back on, you know, having the experience and knowing, you know, to kind of determine when people are, I for instance, I had a lady the other day, you know, she, you know, the house that she had was older and it was a really nice home. And then when the buyer showed up to go over, you know, what you know, the list of things, you know, she was wanting to hang around and I just talked to her and said, look, you know, my job is to make sure that, you know, the buyer and the buyer's agent know the condition of the property. I can see that you're in love with this house and I don't want to offend you, you know, cause you know, I just don't want, you know, you to feel bad because I mean, I have stuff in my house too that, you know, I'm a hypocrite here.
You've got kids. There's always something to fix, right?
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Brian, give us the final call to action. Why would anybody need to use your services if they're buying or selling a home, and how do they get a hold of you?
Well, it's one of your biggest investments you'll ever buy. You know, why not know the condition of the property? You know, and you know, and if there are problems in the home, the buyers coming in don't have to accept the responsibility of those problems. That's the thing, as I see it, as a buyer. I'd be going, you know, the little fee that I have to pay to determine if there's something wrong with a house that I just put in an offer on, why wouldn't I want to know that?
Absolutely. How do they get in touch with you right now?
Yes, you can call me directly on my cell at 801-694-2692. And again, like Sean said, we do have a website you can go on, www.upiutah.com.
Wonderful. Brian, thank you. Please come back soon.
Love to come back, Sean. You're always awesome.
This has been great. This is the KSL Nudge Real Estate Hour. You're listening to 102.7 FM, 1160 AM.